Live from Eretz Yisrael, still. Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day. On Yom Revi'iv, 22nd day of the month of Adar, and here in Israel, where it is already Yom Chamishi, the 23rd day of the month of Adar. Continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, our brave Chayalim, and all those standing on the front lines protecting our people. Davening for those who have been injured recently in Lebanon, all the Chayalim, and all those who have been injured by the constant barrage of rockets over Israeli cities. We also keep in our tefillos the brave American servicemen and women grieving the loss of all those who lost their lives in the line of duty. We pray for the recovery for all those who have been injured. Above all else, we ask Hashem to guide and give wisdom to the leaders of Israel, of the United States, and all who stand against these threats, that they may lead with clarity and strength. As we've been sharing on the program the last week or so, I share in a translated version, hybrid version of the combined prayers for the welfare of the American government and for the safety of the American military. Of course, we will share the Mishaberach for the Chayalim at the conclusion of the call. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Yisrael dwell in safety. May the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will. The Namar. Amen. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Zirkin of the Riverdale Jewish Center, the RJC, in Riverdale, New York, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Zirkin's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Peret Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, Rabbi Zirkin will lead us in Achenu, both the Hebrew as well as the English, the Mishaberach for our incredible and dear Chayalim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, during which Rabbi Zirkin will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. Sign up for the daily reminder email. Please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link, as always, is ou.org/Tehillim Call to get the daily email and to sponsor the program for a day, for a week, for any reason that the host gets home. You can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. I want to thank Brandon for filling in for me last minute. Just to give you a very, very quick update, don't want to take away from Rabbi Zirkin's time. I was in Ben-Gurion last night. I had a ticket in hand. I checked in 24 hours prior to the flight. I had my boarding pass. However, as soon as I reached the counter, I was told, no, I will not be on this plane. Many were in that boat. Spoke with a supervisor, was told to go from this place to that place to be on standby, back to the supervisor. But in the end, as one of my dear friends shared with me early today, he said, meaning with all your hishadlis, with all your connections, you weren't able to get on the plane, meaning Hashem wanted you to stay in Israel. So despite my family deeply wanting me to come back, I mean, very much wanting to get back to them, it is still very much a schus to be here in Israel and to be able to host the program from here. But I do very much want to get back to my family. So please, God. And if there's anyone on the line who has amazing connections with El Al, let me know. Give me an email. Anyways, with that, again, thank you to Brand for filling in last minute. And with that, bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Zerka.
Good afternoon to one and all. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be back davening and learning with you. Thank you, Rabbi Herman, for the invitation and safe travel speedily back here to your family. I once had the opportunity to hear of Aaron Lichtenstein's Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he commented in that address that sometimes the most important part of the story is not the opening of the story or even the main theme, but we can learn a tremendous amount from a story by the way that it closes. There are many examples. He had one particular in mind. I'd like to share an example of mine with you this afternoon. After all the work in Sefer Shemos that goes into building the Mishkan, the collection of the funds, the craftsmen, the physical effort that was involved in the construction and the establishment of the Mishkan, the last psukim are so very anticlimactic. As the Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Pekudei, V'lo yachol Moshe lavo al ol ha-moed. After everything he did in the Anane HaKavod, filling the Mishkan with the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ultimate testament of just how successful the enterprise was, the Torah tells us Moshe Rabbeinu was too successful. He couldn't even get into the Mishkan he built himself. Now, of course, readers of the Chumash know that at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will call Moshe Rabbeinu and summon him into the Mishkan finally, but that's the next book. This is such a strange way for Sefer Shemos to end, to highlight how Moshe Rabbeinu could not get into the Mishkan he built himself. What's the Torah trying to tell us? So Shimshon Rafal Hirsch writes at the end of his commentary to Sefer Shemos that the Torah is telling us something profound about the idea of leadership and contribution, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the key engine behind this process. He was the prophet. He was the person that appointed. He was the person that answered the questions that nobody else could solve. He deserves so much credit for the Mishkan being built, but when it was finally complete, Moshe Rabbeinu, like everyone else, had to step back and realize he was just one piece of Klal Yisrael. Reverse writes, in that supreme moment of Hashem's relation to Israel, even Moshe at first stepped back into the ranks of the regular people. For just the moment when the Mishkan was built, it didn't matter if you were Moshe, if you were Bezalel, if you were Aaron HaKohen, or you were just a random Jew that made a small contribution along the way. The Mishkan was meant for everybody, and Moshe Rabbeinu was forced to step back to be one of them relative to the Mishkan. And before he was summoned in, for at least a moment, every member of the Jewish people was equal in their contribution and equal in their access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is, after all, what the Mishkan is about. Rav Zalman Sarutkin writes earlier in Sefer Shemos that when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu being Anav Mikol Adam, Moshe Rabbeinu being a person of tremendous humility, we see it in every aspect of his life to the very end, including the Torah's decision to not state explicitly when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, to not state explicitly when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried, especially in the moments in which we see that if not for Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people wouldn't have survived. If not for Moshe Rabbeinu, they wouldn't have been redeemed from Mitzrayim. Without him, they wouldn't have the Torah or understood it in the way that it was given. And nonetheless, the Torah still wants us to know that our faith is bigger than any one person, even the greatest of all people. Or Sarutkin observes that most of the major religions of the world were founded by prophets, and the religions become just as much about the prophet as they do about the gods themselves, not Judaism. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to intuit, his ability to step back, his humility to give space to people's personal and direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to conduct himself, if it's even remotely possible, like any other Jew, to be remembered like any other Jew, is an essential piece of his successful leadership. The very person who says to him, I am Mecheni Nami Sifrecha Asher Kasafta, if everybody else is not included, I'm not part of this story either. He models for us the kind of humility that we need from our leaders, that people should feel a sense of ownership over what they do, but never to the exclusion of anybody else. When we talk about successful businesses, when we talk about successful parenting, we tell people that they need to feel ownership over their work. They should be in charge of what they do, but not to the expense of others. To be in have a sense of ownership over everything in our lives doesn't mean that we're more important or have greater access. It is possible to balance our sense of ownership and our sense of accomplishment with the sense of humility. The two of them don't need to contradict each other, and nobody teaches us that more clearly than Moshe Rabbeinu in this story. In an essay about the importance of humility, Rabbi Sachs distinguishes between anava and shiflus, and he says the following. He says it means that you can see other people and value them for what they are. They're not just a series of mirrors at which you look only to see your own reflection. Secure in yourself, you can value others. Confident in your identity, you can value people not like you. Humility, says Rabbi Sacks, is the self turned outward. It's understanding that it's not about you. Lo yachol Moshe lavo, just like every other member of the Jewish people for that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu modeled for us that it's not about me, it's not about you, it's ultimately about us. In this challenging time for the Jewish people, it's fair to say that we need to take ownership over our own situation. Each of us can see an opportunity to make a difference, to lead, to inspire others. But the key to our success is not one person. The key to our success is not one leader who thinks they can solve all problems. It's the humility that allows us to work together. As we enter the season of Geula, we turn to Parshas HaChodesh this weekend, and ultimately we prepare for Pesach. We recognize the absence of Moshe Rabbeinu, who should be so much more prominent on Seder night. But again, modeling for us this very same lesson of humility. It's not shiftless. Moshe Rabbeinu was a fantastic, historically significant leader, but it was the anivus that empowered him. It was the anivus that inspired future Jewish leaders to understand who they were and the people around them. We should look to this legacy of leadership, the geula that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to produce without compromising the humility that was part of his essence, and we should try to accomplish both of them. Hopefully, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, we can maintain a sense of ownership over our own destiny and a sense of humility that allows us to give space to others and respect for others. And together we can partner with each other to bring the next chapter of Geula that our fellow Jews and the people of the world need so desperately. Let's dive in together, beginning with Tehillim, Psalm 20, Tehillim Barakas. Lamnateach mizmar l'David yancha adunai b'yom tzara. יסגף חשם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסדקה, יזכר כל מחוסך ויולסך ידש נסלה, ניתן לך חלבדך וכל עצתך ימלא, נרד ענד בישוע סך, ושם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משל עושך, עתה ידעתי כי יושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קדשו בגבורוס ישע ימינו, אלב הרכב ואלב הסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, Ema karu v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'anisodad Adonai Hoshia Amelech Yaneinu v'yom kareinu. Psalm 121, Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir l'malos, Esa'inai el ha'arim, Me'ayin yavo Ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Yosei shemayim v'aretz, Al yitein amod raglecha, Al yanum shomrecha, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzelcha, Yad yiminecha, יומם השמש לא יקק אב ירח בב לילה, אדוני ישמרך מכל רע, ישמר את נפשך, אדוני ישמר את יסך ובעליך, מעתה ויד עולם. Psalm 130, תהילים פרק ל'. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קרסיך, אדוני, אדוני שמע וקולי, תהיינה אוזניך כשובות בכל תחנוני, עם עוונות תשמיה, אדוני מי יעמוד, כי עמך סליחה למען דברי, כי ויסי אדוני כבשה נפשי ולדברו אוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל על אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עמו פדוס, והוא יפדס ישראל מכל עוונותיו. אחינו כל בית ישראל נשונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים מן מים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאים ישראל לברכה מאפלה ליאורה משיבו לגאולה, אשר בגלות בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. Let us say Amen. Mishaberach avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, hu yivarech es chayli tzva agana l'Yisrael v'anshei kohos habitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arzeinu v'yarei levhinim igvul halvanon v'amnibar mitzrayim min hayam ha'gadol alavo ha'arava, ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ניתן אדוני סבינו, הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויפיל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה מכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויתרים בחסר ישוע ובעטרף ניצחון וקוים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הליכים אחיהם ילחים, לכם במייביכם, והושיע אסכם, ונאמר אמן. המשבח לכל, and for those who are ill, here, in our communities in the United States, around the world, and especially for the Chayalim recovering, paying the ultimate sacrifice, defending Am Yisrael. We'll pause to include the names of those who we have in mind in particular. Yishberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Moshe V'Aharon Davidu Shlomo Hu Yivarech Es. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimli Rachamim Alihem Lachlimam Raposam Lachazka Malachiosam Yisach Lahem Hirar Fuashimam Nashayim Lachol Yivarihem Lachol Gidehem Bitzol Sharfli Yisrar Rufuas HaNefesh Rufuas HaGuf Hashav HaAgala Uvizman Kariv Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Zirkin. Great to have you on. Thank you for your good wishes. Look forward to having you back on the program, please God. Amir Hashem in the near future. A long time ago from your first time with us, almost six years ago, sitting in your car during COVID. So, we've been on this road together for many, many years now. I want to thank Rebecca Levy as well for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call. Please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday. You never know where you'll find me. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these challenging times. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day.